Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, richardallenmiller.com. And I want to thank class member for recommending Derek Jensen. I have been in contact with him to see if we can get him on the air. He talks about, he's written some books about green. And it looks to me like he's concerned that this green thing is not going to be working. And so, Rick, let's talk about that for just a second. So one of the reasons for sustainable lifeboats is we are not going to be able to survive, as I can figure, because of the number of stupid people and greedy people. And what I'm saying is, oh, let's go take a vacation. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Let's go. I don't know. Well, yeah. And they'll just hop on a plane and drill holes through the atmosphere, burning their way through it, wasting fuel, doing stupid things like that. Because, well, they're kind of burned out, and it's been a couple weeks since they did it, you know, previously. Or they'll just get in their car and just go for a ride. All the things we do to waste energy that is not replaceable. We're pulling energy out of the ground. Once we use up the coal, that's it for thousands and thousands of years. Once we use up the oil, that's it for thousands and thousands of years. And so we're using natural gas. We're using the Earth's resources frivolously, carelessly, and we're not insulating our buildings properly. We're leaving the lights on. I mean, we're just as wasteful as can be. And because of all of that, I don't think we're going to make it. I don't think we're going to survive. And that's where we go to the sustainable lifeboats, because there's so many stupid people wasting everything, building mountains of garbage from Chinese junk that they had to buy for their whiny little children and themselves, that we cannot survive. Have I lost my mind, or do you think that that's one of the main reasons for the sustainable lifeboats?
There's a multitude of reasons. Pandemic, earthquakes, earth changes. Just the city is a creepy place to live now. And can you imagine New York City? You're living seven flights up in a tenement building. You haven't had water for 6 days, and you have to go to the bathroom. How does that work? Just sanitation.
Well, that's what chamber pots are for. You go in a chamber pot and you throw it out the window. Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
that's
just
why,
like in the Middle Ages when they had plague.
That's why men are supposed to walk closest to the buildings on the sidewalks, because they get hit first with the poop that comes flying out of the chamber pots.
You know, that zombie disease actually exists. Russia developed a zombie-like, it cores your brain where you're just kind of like on basic instincts, and there's no recovery, and it got stolen. That's when all the zombie movies came out. I particularly like Zombieland and the Double Tap Rule.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
when you say,
I think it's going to happen. All of what we are imagining is true, and even more.
I agree with that.
Way beyond.
So here's something that we've imagined. I mean, people that call themselves scientists. So there was this Michigan man who was perfectly healthy, and he went brain dead in 9 days after he was bitten by a mosquito with the virus, Eastern Equine Encephalitis. Okay? So he was bitten, and he went brain dead in 9 days. Now, we have genetically modified mosquitoes, an experiment that went horribly wrong. When these kind of things happen, we shouldn't hear apologies from all the people involved. I'm talking about the CEO of the corporation, the vice presidents, the board of directors. An apology of almost so sorry is unacceptable. I think execution is where we need to be. And on the public square, okay, you let this thing out, there's no fixing it, so you're going to die. You're going to pay for your crime. We are going to try you, and you'll be executed on the public square. And if we do enough of that, and we have enough executions for people who say things like, oh, that privacy breach, I'm so sorry, that $5 billion fine that Zuckerberg et al. Got, $5 billion for privacy breach, was intentional. Did he say, well, the $5 billion, that's good, now we're even? No. No, we're not even, because that information is still out there. It's been captured. It's been given to third parties, fourth parties, fifth parties. No, I think trying in a court by the people and meting out a severe punishment is what's in order. Severe. Now, and I'm not talking about just the CEO or not the little guy who gets the blame for it. I'm talking about the CEO gets arrested, the board of directors gets arrested, all the vice presidents get arrested, all the alleged scientists that were involved get arrested, everybody from top to bottom who was involved gets arrested, tried, and executed for these horrific crimes that are being committed. Do you think that that's reasonable, Rick, or do you think that's too much?
Well, I have to ask, why is there all this guillotine thing that was in the news the last few years? What's that all about?
Well, I'm not.
The U.S. government, somebody in the U.S. government, has purchased a bunch of guillotines.
I can't imagine they purchased them for using them on themselves. I can't imagine them saying, hey, listen, we need three Congress critters because we want to test these things out. I'm not. I think they'd want to use them on us.
Well, there's something else going on, and I don't. It might be a misdirection, like purposefully trying to scare people by buying a bunch of guillotines with some extra budget money just to create another weirdness. I don't know. What I do know is that Walmart, Costco, and a number of other Warehouse Foods, all of these buildings now are perfect jails where they put you inside it, they lock it up, and let you fight for the money of food, just like in King Rat, the movie.
Yeah, and in The Walking Dead, the best facility that they could find, I'm talking about people who wanted to survive, was prison, because it had an outer fence, it had an inner fence, it had a couple guard towers, perches where these zombies and invaders could be shot from, up high. And when if the fence were breached, then there's the inner fence. And if that were breached, no problem. They can't get into the prison. But if they could, that's no problem, because we'll just go into a cell block and get behind the bars of a cell block. I mean, that was the best place on the planet to survive, was a prison, because it's a fortress. And of course, the prison was designed to keep people in, but they were using it to keep people out.
It's all, and the thing is, all of it is probably true. You can count on one hand the possibilities, two hands, the possibilities from plague, earthquake, the earth changes. Right now, the earth is going through a major one. Can you imagine if Jet Propulsion Laboratory is correct in stating that this upcoming winter will be the worst in recorded history?
Well, Rick, I am betting the farm on that. I literally am. This week, one day after the broadcast, I baled 33,000 pounds of hay. Next week, I'm probably going to bale another 100,000 pounds of hay. And in order for me to bale it, the way it works is our son cuts it, Mrs. Finelli rakes it, and I bail it. That's the plan. That's what we do. We each have our own specialties, but I can rake and I can cut, and everybody else can do every other job. But those are the ones that we seem to like the most each. So that's what we do. And we will have 500,000 pounds of hay for this winter. That's how seriously we are taking this. I've already topped off our propane tanks. Everything is good. How long does propane last on this farm? About 8 years. At least 8 years. Probably, if we were even more judicious with it, we could probably get 20 years of use out of our propane. Why? Because we only use it for cooking. We don't use it for heating water. We heat our water with wood. So this lifestyle, this lifeboat lifestyle that you're talking about, Rick, is not easy. It's not easy. It's being financially adept, watching the markets, figuring out when is it that nobody wants to buy propane. Well, that's the time when we want to buy propane. That's like right now. Okay? Because in this heat, nobody's thinking about heating their house. So propane use is way down. So that's when we buy it. When is heating oil way down, which is also diesel fuel? Heating oil and diesel fuel are the same thing. Well, until we had that little attack in Saudi Arabia, this is the time when heating fuel would be the least expensive. That's when we buy it. So we have our eyes on the market in order to buy at the lowest possible price. Letting your oil delivery company or your propane delivery company set up automatic delivery is like one of the dumbest things you can do. Why? Because when do they fill up the tanks? When the price is up. When do they buy the propane for their tanks? When the price is low. So what they do is they say, all right, well, don't worry. We'll take care of it for you. We'll read your gauge to find out how much propane you have. We know what your consumption is. We know what the number of degree days is. So we use our scientific formula to figure out when we need to come out to your place. And if we make a mistake, just give us a call and we'll be right there. So they charge, instead of $1.19 a gallon, $1.79, $2.29, $2.49, $2.79. And the GDP doesn't get it. They think they need propane in the winter. No, they need propane before they need propane. And they can save at least 50%, at least. But that's not what they do.
Wow.
What?
Well, I remember when propane was 99 cents.
Yeah. That's exactly right. It was 99 cents. And it was 79 cents.
Last year it was 99 cents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah. And the company that we had been buying it from quoted us $1.749. Yeah, because we're special. You know, because we've been loyal. So they were willing to rip us off. So I called the local office. And that's the interesting thing. These are like a regional company. I'll even tell you who they are. Feral Gas. Feral Gas with an F. You call them up, call the 800 number, and they'll give you a special price. It'll be way higher than your local. Distribution point. So I called, and the price was the same. They go, let's see, you're, Mr. Finelli, how do they know? Because of caller ID. Then they just type in our phone number, and they say, it's $1.74, because that's what we quoted you 2 weeks ago. And the weeks before that, we're holding the price for you. We're holding it high for you. You call the local office, and they'll give you the real price, which is like $1.19. So that's how it works. And I'll tell you a little bit more about this when we come back, and then we'll get into specifics from Rick about the lifeboats.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we've been talking around the edges of sustainable lifeboats with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And so you need to get your propane, your guns, your ammunition, your food, your water, your filtration, your location. You need to get that done soon. You need to have a meeting with your family, and you need to be serious about it. And because tomorrow may be too late. So back to propane for just a minute. So I was kind of furious with the $1.74 price for propane from that company that I'd be loyal to if I bought it from. So I got on the phone during the radio broadcast during the break. This was weeks and weeks ago. And I called around, and I found a company that would sell it to us for like in the $1.30 neighborhood. And I found another company. I called them, Titan Propane out in Lebanon, Missouri. And I called them and I said, you know, I'm interested in talking about some propane. What's current price? And they said, well, what are you going to use it for? And I said, and I talked to one of these middle-aged gals, and I hate talking to these middle-aged gals because they're tough to deal with. I'm talking about these divorced, single, middle-aged gals who are in the workforce who really don't know very much. I'm not talking about all of them, but I'm talking about most of them that I encounter. And they are tough to deal with. And so she told me that I need to tell her what I was going to use it for so she could give me the price. And initially I thought what she was thinking is if I'm going to buy a lot, it'll be less expensive. And if I'm only going to buy, you know, 300 gallons, it's going to be more expensive. And so I told her I wasn't going to tell her what I was going to use it for. And she said, well, she couldn't give me the price. Now, here's what I'm talking about. So you go to the gas station and you want to buy gasoline. They say, what do you use it for? You can put it in your lawnmower. That's one price. You're going to put it in your small farm tractor. That's another price. If you're going to use it in your car, that's another price. If you're going to put it in your pickup truck, that's another price. If you're just going to put it in one of those red cans and put it in your garage, that's another price. That's what I'm talking about. We are now talking about pricing based on how you're going to use a product. It's crazy. So you need to get it now before it gets even tougher. And so this gal hung up on me because I wouldn't tell. I told her, I'm not going to tell you. It's none of your business what I'm going to use it for.
That's how you get kicked out of stores when you talk to them like that.
Yeah, and one of us did get kicked out of a store, and that'd be Walmart. So let us know who you think that might be, class. We'd love to hear from you. So far, a number of our instructors have been nominated for that honor of being kicked out of Walmart. So, Rick, sustainable life plus. What I'm saying is we're being spied on at our homes. We're being spied on at our friends' homes, people who used to be our friends, but they're no longer our friends because they're so stupid. They have these Wi-Fi devices and these, you know, Echoes and Alexa and all that. So they're no longer our friends. People who we used to associate with who vote for crazy candidates, people who want to steal from us, they're not our friends. People who vote for increased school taxes because the schools aren't don't have enough money at $10,000 or $11,000 per student to educate the young people. So they vote to steal more money from us. They're not our friends. I mean, we're out of friends, Rick, because we're surrounded by people who are trying to take from us. So what do we do with these lifeboats? What is a lifeboat and what do we do?
I'm sorry?
What I'm saying, Rick, is we've run out of friends. The people whom we used to associate with, they vote for Democrats.
Yeah.
They like Pete What's-His-Butt, the homo. They like Beto O'Rourke, who wants to confiscate our weapons. He said he will take them. They support Joe Biden, the plagiarist. So we have a plagiarist, a homo, and a gun grabber running for president. That doesn't work. So we have friends, or former friends. We can't trust them because they want to support people who want to steal from us. Okay? So these lifeboats, what are they, and how do we make them work?
They're different for each region. It's not like permaculture where it's the same, or Anastasia, where one size fits all. It isn't like that. It's more like you have to pay attention to the environment, and that determines, like, okay, in Arapaho, they have a missile silo. It goes down 8 floors, and there are 12 families doing vertical aquaculture as a sustainable lifeboat. That's a lifeboat with oars. That means they can feed 600 people. It's 12 families. They can feed 600 people from that thing. Chattanooga, different. Every single restaurant on the Chattanooga River now has a greenhouse next to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. 2 acres in downtown Chattanooga is a community.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Members of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee holding a classified briefing at this hour with the Intel Community's Inspector General about a whistleblower complaint reportedly against President Trump. It reportedly involves a troubling promise a member of the Intel Community heard President Trump make to a foreign leader in a telephone call. Philip Mudd is a former CIA and FBI analyst himself. He says he can't understand this.
Can you explain to me, A, why it's the U.S. intelligence community's responsibility to listen to the President of the United States speaking to a foreign leader, and B, why the U.S. intelligence community, under the rules provided by the Democrats in Congress are responsible to report to the Congress what the President of the United States says.
He was speaking on CNN, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. If you'd like to go to his website and buy his books, it's RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, it sounds to me like the sustainable lifeboats is a way of living. It's a group of people who synergistically combine their efforts for the greater good of that group, and they figured out that no one can do it on his or her own. Is that right? I think we lost. Okay. All right. So, Jason, are you going to call Rick and see if you can find him? Okay. So, in the meantime, class, I'll tell you this. Tomorrow, I'm going to be, second hour will be just me. And I'll be talking about my book. Of course, you cannot buy the book because my book is just spiral-bound notes in a notebook. And I'm going to tell you about things that, the way I live, I've already started that. And I'm going to talk about what farmers buy and why they buy them and why they shouldn't buy them. I'm going to talk about how to protect your electronic devices. I'm going to talk about electrocution by telephone. Yeah, can you be electrocuted? You've got Rick?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great.
I have no idea. I've had 6 distractions, serious ones, and not animals. The first one was the turkeys, but then they got weird, and then the phone died. Mm-hmm. Welcome to CenturyLink.
Well, I despise CenturyLink. It's the same provider that we have, or lack of provider. And I've got to call them every month, multiple times a month, because they keep changing the bill. They keep changing how much they charge us.
They lie,
or they're incompetent, or both. This month we got two telephone bills with 2 different amounts. What? I mean, these guys are just a mess. But anyway, Rick, I mentioned sustainable lifeboats, that my understanding of what they are is that it's a group of people who work together, who can work together synergistically for the common good, the better good of that group. Is that right?
Yes. It's a concept that Matt Stein, well, I started it, and then Matt came in and added meat to it, if you will. And mine was basically a proposal, because I had done farm plans from all over the United States and in Canada, and many of them were oriented toward self-sufficiency. And then things like gangster urban farming started making the news. There was some guy that was homeless. He's in the middle of traffic in a little tiny median, panhandling. And then he started growing tomatoes on that. The city of L.A. approved it because it made him self-sufficient. He no longer was unemployed. And he started selling tomatoes to people in rush hour. And it's every situation is different. Each one tries to take advantage of the habitat. Gurdjieff, eat your environment. If you're on the coast, you're going to do fish. If you're in the Midlands, you're eating grains, that kind of thing. Up in Canada, it's even more hostile. And I did a bunch of religious groups like the Dukabor and the Mennonite. And they dug in up in the territories and have a closed ship up there. That means they need nothing from the outside.
Okay, so the one ingredient that's needed for any of this to happen seems to be trust, honesty, integrity, and that's pretty hard to find. And let me give you an example. So yesterday a guy shows up with a guy I know, a couple of years older than I am. He shows up because his trailer, he has a 2-axle trailer, 4 tires, 4 wheels. And it's a gooseneck trailer. It's used to haul cattle. He needs his tire. He has a flat tire. By the time he shows up, there's no tire on it, just the bare remnants of a tire. The tread is gone. The steel belts are gone. All you can see is a complete circumference of nylon cord across where the tread used to be. And this thing is as collapsible as a deflated elementary school ball that you'd have at recess. It's just real thin. And so I said, what happened? He said, well, he lent his trailer to a guy. It's okay. And then that guy lent it to another guy. Now, that's the thing about trust. So he didn't expect that the guy that he lent his trailer to would lend it to somebody else. So he doesn't even know who that guy is. And now he needs a new tire. But the tire is not a trailer tire. It's a truck tire. So he's got tires. If he needs to match the have trailer tires, he needs to buy 4 of them because he has passenger car tires on this trailer, and one of them blew. So he really needs 4 tires. What I'm saying is he wasn't expecting any of this to happen, and he doesn't even know the guy who did it. He only knows the guy he lent it to in the first place. So that's the issue of trust. I don't lend equipment. I don't lend anybody any equipment because I know that stuff like that happens, and I won't let it happen. So how do we make that not happen in one of these sustainable lifeboats? Because if you watch Jericho, you'll find individual greed. You'll find me first. If you watch Survivors in 1976 from the BBC, you'll see me first. And you'll see it in The Walking Dead. All of these series, one common thread is individual greed and stupidity, carelessness, recklessness, just like the guy who lent out this trailer to his buddy who damaged it. That's what you see. How do you prevent that, Rick? Because I don't know.
Well, that's why I say it's going to be your neighbor that saves your life. And here's the bad news. It's like marriages with partners. You never know what you're going to get because it takes like 10 years to get the length, girth, and width of who they are inside themselves. Once you have that information, now you're kind of good to go. But like partnerships, you never know what you're going to get. And so you have to choose very carefully.
Okay.
Who are you going to want to live with? Because it is, quote, going to be your neighbor that saves your life. Choose your neighbors wisely.
Okay, and I agree with that. So what I did was I said, all right, so you're interested in coming to these seminars and these events that we have or had. We'll have to do it in a different way. So if you want to do it, you'll have to buy into it, meaning buy an acre out of a large tract of land, and we can have our events on our own property. Okay, so everybody buys in, and we can do it. But no cell phones. And then one guy says, oh, man. No cell phones? Of course no cell phones. And that was the thing that really made it very difficult for me to go to the meetups. Because I just couldn't get these people to stop bringing the cell phones. They are addicted. So if they're addicted, why would we let them come to live with us? Something as simple as no cell phones. Oh, I can't do that. Geez, no cell phones. I won't be able to, you know, get those instant hits of pleasure by someone saying, I like you. Look at my dog. Do you like my dog?
So, it's random. Basically, what you do is you start with family and people you've known more than 10 years. You're in a wonderful situation because you have a very special family. You have very special skills. You have heart. Is that the right word? What we need now is somebody, a group of people, to start charting individual farms that provide up in British Columbia, up in the northern part above Vancouver. There are a bunch of Punjabi that basically feed everybody in Vancouver. Vancouver, by the way, is the new seat for spice trade, not Hamburg. And when Hong Kong closed down, it moved to Vancouver. And that's where all your pharmaceutical houses are. And the Punjabi that moved in there feed everybody from Abbotsford across. And up in the northern part are a couple of old hippie farmer people like myself that I did workshops with, maybe 25 years ago, and they're going strong, growing food, etc. It's very, very cool to see what's happening, actually. Very, very cool. And you go into Manitoba and Alberta, up north of Calgary, they're dug in. Now, that is a sustainable lifeboat is a lifeboat with oars. I guess that's the best way to try to describe it. And they're a closed system. Like, you don't need anything from the outside. You could be on Mars. In Chattanooga, I stayed in Cloudland in a monolithic dome. And after 3 weeks in Chattanooga, working with Michael Moore and a very good guy, Chuck Peters, Chattanooga now produces that city 40% of the food consumed in that city. And their motto is right here, right now. And that is the spirit of where everything should be going. It's slow. watch what, what is it called? The stress of, pole shift or whatever, how that opens everybody's eyes to what's needed now.
Okay, so as I think about what you're saying, you know, we want to feed the entire population. I don't want to do it, Rick, and I'll tell you why. I know people who were supporting a tax increase for different infrastructure that we did not need. So they caused me to spend more money because they wanted it, because they're greedy. How about the people who didn't support voting for lower electric rates at Laclede Electric? How about them? They cost me more money. Why do I want to help them? How about the people who say, oh, if I say to them, so tell me what you bring to the party, and they say, hey, what about them Green Bay Packers? What do you think? Awesome, right? Or, you know what? I've been to the Magic Kingdom 11 times. What about? Doesn't that count for something? No, it doesn't count for anything. I'm talking about we can't help these people, Rick, because they're too stupid. They don't even know how bad it is. They don't know what to do. All they do is consume. And the word I can think of is consumosaurus. That's what these guys are. All they do is eat without producing anything. They consume natural resources. They are, I mean, what good do they bring to the party? What good? I'm having trouble figuring it out. They're in our way. They are doing things that are counter to our productivity. Those of us who are trying to do something, these people are in our way. It's like the trolls on the internet. These are the people who we say something good and they beat us up.
Yeah.
So why do Rick, really, I don't want to help them. I will say it. I do not and I will not help people like that. I won't do it.
Yeah.
I won't take from my family to help somebody with blue hair. I won't do it. And I won't help someone who is risky in their lifestyle. I won't help someone who is me first, to the disbenefit of everybody else. I won't do it. We'll be right back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, just a little bit of housekeeping. Tomorrow it'll be just me, hour number two. And if you want to comment on anything, what you like, what you don't like about USA Prepares, if you have any suggestions, if you want to let us know who you think got banned from Walmart, that would be the time. That would be hour number two tomorrow. And the number is 866-582-9933. Rick Miller's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. NBC News has asked Americans to confess their climate change sins. Okay? And here's what some of the GDP has said. This is just unbelievable. And it's what we've been talking about. Quote, I fly to see my son on the West Coast. I live on the East Coast. So this guy just flies over. I just can't talk to him on the phone. So he flies back and forth. Another one says, quote, I drive to work even though the bus is almost as fast. End quote. Another one says, I require at least half a roll of toilet paper when wiping. End quote. Another one says, I like my house to be 85 degrees in the winter and 55 degrees in the summer. Deal with it, hippies. End quote. Another one says, I don't do anything for the environment. I don't care. End quote. Another person says, I love plastic straws and I cannot lie. As many as I can get before I die. That's Rick. Yeah. That's where we are, and that's why I said I'm not willing to help.
From the same address, probably Rush Limbaugh.
I'm saying I will not help people like that. I will not. You know, if they're hungry, and they say, you know, do you have any tips? I'd say, yeah, look both ways before you cross the street. There's a good tip. Rick, this is what we're dealing with. This is most people. Most people are like this. I go into Springfield and I see in the city people wearing flip-flops. They're walking around in flip-flops. Why? Why aren't they wearing shoes or sneakers or boots? Why? I don't understand. And so when these people show up and they say, listen, can we get on your lifeboat? What are we going to say? What do you know how to do? Well, you know, I can talk about sports scores. I've been to baseball games. I'm really good at video games.
Oh, yeah, really? Wow. Cool.
Great.
Yeah, sign them up for Star Wars, and we'll put them in the space weapons.
Well, what I said to our broadcast classroom is, if they're interested in being with us, contact us, and I'm not going to tell you how to do it. And the reason I said, you got to have your own guns, your own ammunition. You have to be trained. You have to have skills. And if you don't have those things, keep on going. Find somebody else to, or find some other group. Not us, because we don't have the time to teach you. Now, we can, people who do have skills, we can teach them more skills. But people who have no skills, it's too late. Too late. They missed the boat. We cannot help them. And we're not interested in helping them. At least I'm not. I don't have enough time for them. You know, like, it's like people say, hey, if it gets bad, we're coming to your place. Oh, really? You think we have enough pillows for everybody? You think we have enough food? You think we have enough shovels? You think we have enough water? No. That'd be a bad thing. Don't come here. Don't come here. We won't be here anyway. But I'm looking at another plot of ground. It's about roughly an hour from here. And it would be great. I mean, it would be really great. Tax will be low. We can all use it. We can put whatever we want on the acre that we buy for ourselves. It'll be your acre. But you've got to agree to some rules. Cell phones? No cell phones. No cell phones. No Wi-Fi. None of that. You'll have to do without that. And if you can't, that's fine. Go someplace else. It's as simple as that. Rick, do you see those as being rules for your lifeboats as well? No.
What I'm seeing are individual groups, religious mostly, wanting to get away from the universe, like a Dukabor or a Mennonite. And they want to live the way they want to live, with the kinds of values that they have. And so they move into regions that are cheap, like Oregon, hostile, like Alaska, and dig in. And what they do is go back to some of the old ways, the way my grandpa used to live and my great-grandfather. And they have a hard life. Wood consciousness is makes you old real fast. But the benefits of it far outweigh where China is going with cameras on your toilet. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They put a camera or a mic on your toilet. What's that about? Why would they do that?
Well, the big plumbing companies are doing that, and they're all excited about further deployment of these devices, and the GDP loves it. I mean, really, the GDP loves it.
Well,
$7,000 for a toilet that is Wi-Fi enabled. I mean, can you imagine?
What was that 20-gauge gold toilet that was stolen?
How about, Rick,
can
you imagine?
That's crazy.
Can you imagine you and me being at the corporate level in the conference room and someone says, I got it. Wi-Fi in it. We'll make our toilet Wi-Fi enabled. What kind of a response would they get from you and me?
The male, the female, or the 34 other genders?
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.